Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Tomorrow is the day we pretty much find out who will be the next mayor of New York. Early voting ended yesterday. Primaries are tomorrow, and with this being Democrat territory, the winner of the Democratic primary, usually the keeper. Needless to say, all the candidates are out doing their get-out-the-vote rallies, and newsman Roger Stern is out with the Eric Adams campaign at a rally which started about a half hour ago. Roger, what's the word this afternoon?
Yeah, it was an endorsement for Eric Adams at his headquarters in Prospect Lefferts Gardens. A number of unions representing firefighters and other workers saying that, standing there to say that he's the one New Yorkers should vote for. Adams, again, touting his police background and saying he'll be the one to reduce crime. He is the front runner, but this is a ranked voting system, so it's hard to know who will actually win. In fact, it was this weekend that two of the other top candidates, Catherine Garcia and Andrew Yang, started campaigning together. we had Eric Adams calling Yang a fraud, but he declined any opportunity to criticize Garcia. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins, live in Prospect Lefferts Gardens.
Thank you, Roger. This thing is getting ugly, isn't it? They're slinging and throwing names now. Meantime, candidates Yang and Catherine Garcia, as Roger just mentioned, teamed up in their Get Out the Vote message with an emphasis on the new rank and choice voting system. Yang spoke live with our Bridget Quinn today on how to bring back tourists to New York in the midst of a spike in crime.
We do need to get the violence and crime rates down. I was endorsed by the Police Captains Union of the NYPD because they think I'm the best choice to do this. This is Eric Adams' old union, which should speak volumes about what they think about his character and leadership.
Ouch. Ms. Garcia reminded everybody that no candidate can be declared a winner without 50% of the vote, so it could be a minute before we know who won. Adams wasn't too happy about Yang and Garcia campaigning together, as we mentioned, especially in the wake of ranked choice voting. Mayor de Blasio weighed in on it.
What I saw was simply an opportunistic move by candidates. That's how I characterize it.
Still, a new Ipsos poll still shows Adams in the best position to win, citing name recognition and strong marks in dealing with the most important issues in the minds of voters, that is, crime and safety. We will have more later. Don't forget, by the way, there are two Republicans also running for mayor tomorrow. Curtis Sliwa, one of two men running on the GOP primary list, got the endorsement of ex-mayor Rudy Giuliani today, making the announcement.
He'll be a great mayor because he'll solve the one problem that has to be solved, and this city can go right back to where it was. We have to solve the crime problem. No more excuses for the criminals. No more going out on bail. No more letting people out of Rikers Island.
Okay, Sliwa expressing mutual admiration for Rudy, but just not as loud.
I stood side by side with you, Rudy, with the Guardian Angels, every step of the way, and I learned from the man who turned this city into the largest safe city in America, from the city that had been the number one crime city, the murder capital of America.
Okay, so maybe loud is in. Sliwa will do battle with Fernando Mateo, an entrepreneur who is courting the Latino vote. Whoever wins could face an uphill battle, though, against the Democratic candidate, since New York is Democratic territory, where Republicans are outnumbered by more than 6-1. Well, they're holding funeral services for 10-year-old Justin Wallace today. He's the little boy who was shot to death in Queens, stemming from an incident involving a parking space. They're doing his funeral at the Far Rockaway Church of the Nazarene. Justin and his 29-year-old uncle were shot as they entered a home in Far Rock on June 5th. The uncle was injured when a bullet went into his shoulder, but Justin was struck in the heart and in his left lung. He died at the hospital. Police believe a dispute over a shared driveway triggered the violence. Governor Cuomo says the COVID number steadily going down, down, down. The positivity rate, 7-day average, is at 0.37%, which is a record low for 24 consecutive days. And the statewide vaccination rate is up now 71%, with over 31,000 vaccine doses administered since Sunday. Cuomo says from the highest positivity rate on the globe to one of the lowest in the nation, New Yorkers have worked tirelessly, he says, to keep their communities safe and show up for each other throughout the pandemic. Almost feels like Christmas, doesn't it? Today is the biggest online shopping day of the year as Amazon kicked off its Prime Day, a two-day sales event with major deals. But they're doing it a little bit different this year out of respect for the mom and pas of the world. Meantime, Juliet Pompanow with Mayor de Blasio's means of linking with Amazon Prime Day.
Mayor de Blasio was asking New Yorkers to forego big business to help small business in New York City.
Today's Prime Day, it's a perfect day not to shop Amazon. It's a perfect day to keep it local.
His Honor says mom and pop shops, family-run businesses were hard hit, 40% still closed. To help them reopen and get new businesses on board, New York City Business Quick Start is underway. Council Economic Chair Paul Vallone says a facilitator will help you navigate rules and regulations.
You can have that dedicated person to get you back on track. I think we all need a personal concierge these days.
And any questions are guaranteed a 48-hour response time. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
In other news, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez was at University Hospital in Newark today, where he continued the push for his legislation that would have Congress investigate the response to the COVID pandemic with a 9/11-style commission.
Because of the nature of what we're looking at, including origins, part of the legislation speaks to determining the origins. It talks about supply chains. It talks about our medical preparation, our public health system. How do we gird against the economic challenges of a pandemic?
A similar measure has been proposed in the House, co-sponsored by a Congress member from each side of the aisle. 1010 Winds AccuWeather on this Monday. Police released footage today showing the two men who stabbed a volunteer for mayoral candidate Adams' campaign. One of the attackers, sporting a red bandana, knifed the 42-year-old victim several times on Morris Avenue near East 115th. This happened about 2:30 yesterday. Police later found an ice pick and a knife near the scene. The suspect fled on foot southbound on Morris with another guy. Well, the victim was rushed over to Lincoln Medical Center, where he had surgery on a punctured lung. But sources tell 1010 Winds the victim has refused to answer questions with the detectives. They also tell us the victim has nearly 50 priors himself and possibly more. Adam says he hopes the attack was not a result of the man's work on his campaign. Also today, Mayor de Blasio updating the status of the Crime Stoppers tip line here. Apparently, there's a slight drop in the number of cases solved. Here's Juliet Papa.
The mayor says the Crime Stoppers tips line is anonymous and protected, and to encourage more people to help solve crimes.
We're increasing the maximum Crime Stoppers reward from $2,500 to $3,500.
The numbers have been lagging this year. NYPD Chief of Department Rodney Harrison offers one explanation.
One of the concerns that we've seen is people are capitalizing on wearing these masks for protection, of course, but they're using it also to commit crime.
He says through its history, Crime Stoppers has helped solve 1,600 homicides. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Big Islanders watch party tonight, everybody, in Mineola. The Isles play the Lightning in a Game 5 championship matchup. Members of the Republican majority sent a letter to the Isles front office to do a watch party, with the proceeds going to the Islanders Children's Foundation. They started selling the $10 tickets to it last night. The series all tied up at 2 games apiece. And here's to the excitement of having a playoff team. 4.5 months before the opening of the Isles' new arena, season tickets have already sold out. Isn't that something? UBS Arena, still under construction next to the racetrack in Belmont Park. It'll open in November. The team has already sold 15,000 season tickets. Even the suites are selling out. I think they have 56. They've already sold 50. So,
thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.